Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Circle of Friends. We are here on November the 2nd, and we just give God all the glory for allowing us to see this day. Lord God, we worship you. We magnify you, Lord. We give you all the glory and honor. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for being the giver of life, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for giving life and life more abundantly, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we give you the highest praise this morning, Lord God. We just worship you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see the month of November, Lord God. Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that this be the month of healing, Lord God, that this be the month of restoration, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we are praying for each and every person on this prayer line, Lord God, every family member that's attached to this prayer line, Lord God. Lord God, we are speaking greatness over their life, Lord God, greatness in every situation, every aspect of their life, Lord God. Lord God, let them receive total healing today, Lord God. Lord God, total restoration, Lord God, divine restoration, Lord God, divine intervention, Lord God, on their behalf, Lord God, today, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for salvation, Lord God. Lord God, we've been praying for some family members, Lord God, and some friends for so long, Lord God. Lord God, we're just praying for them, Lord God. Lord God, praying for their salvation today, Lord God, because we know every knee shall bow and every mouth shall confess, Heavenly Father, Lord God. But Lord God, we're just praying right now, Lord God, that you change the situation, Lord God, that they will come to you, Lord God, and surrender their life, Lord God, today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're praying for TJ Jadon, Lord God, Sierra, Lord God, Kenyon, Heavenly Father, Lord God, Denver and Dallas, Lord God. I'm praying for each and every one of my family members, Lord God, for their salvation, Lord God, that they will be saved, Lord God, and filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord God. Lord God, there's so much going on in the world, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We bind the spirit of violence today, Lord God. We bind the spirit of gun violence, Lord God, today, Lord God. We bind the spirit of domestic violence today, Lord God. Just anything, Lord God, all violence everywhere, Lord God. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind it in our families, Lord God. Lord God, we bind it right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for those that may be sick and shut in, Lord God. We're praying for those, Lord God, that may have diabetes this morning, Lord God. We're praying for those that may be having high blood pressure, Lord God. We're praying for those that may have cancer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're praying for total healing, Lord God. We know that you're a healer, Lord God. We know that you're a way maker, Lord God. We know that you're a restorer, Heavenly Father, Lord God. And we're praying for that, Lord God. Lord God, the sickness will not be our portion, Lord God. Lord God, anything, anywhere, Lord God, any type of infirmities in our body right now, Lord God, we receive total healing today right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray right now, Lord God, over every sickness in anybody right now that's attached to this prayer line, Lord God. Lord God, any type of back pain, Lord God, any type of pain, Lord God, that they could be having in their body right now, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for a healing, Lord God, and a restoration today, Lord God. Lord God, fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Lord God, fill us with your Holy Ghost, Lord God. Lord God, return the fire inside of us, Lord God. Set us on fire for Christ, Lord God. Restore us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us to be consistent, Lord God, in everything that we do with you, Lord God. Consistent with our time with you, Lord God. Consistent with our prayer with you, Lord God. Lord God, because we're standing in the need, Lord God. We're standing in the last days, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. We need your protection, Lord God. We need your peace, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people dealing with depression right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're praying for them, Lord God. We're praying for them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Break the spirit of depression right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Break it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray right now, Lord God, that you bind our anxiety right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Those things that can be going off in your head, Lord God, telling you that things aren't going to be right, Lord God. We know, Lord God, we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthened us, Lord God. Lord God, that you are greater than he is within me, than he that's within the world, Lord God. Lord God, you have given us power, Lord God, to be overcomers, Lord God. So, Lord God, I pray right now today, Lord God, that you give us the power, Lord God, to be overcomers, Lord God, because we are overcomers by the word and the blood, Lord God, of the Lamb, Lord God, today, Lord God. So we pray right now, Lord God, that we'll be overcomers in every situation in our life, Lord God. Lord God, help us to put on the armor of the Lord today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We girth ourselves in truth today, Lord God, the helmet of salvation today, Lord God. Lord God, we put on the breastplate of righteousness today, Heavenly Father, Lord God, on November the 2nd, Lord God. Lord God, we need divine intervention on each and every one of our lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, stir something up on the inside, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We need an anointing, Heavenly Father, Lord God, an anointing to carry us out through the rest of this year, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for an anointing, Lord God, to keep each and one of our family members as we go throughout this year, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for a total restoration, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for each and every person on this prayer line, Lord God, divinely intervene in our life, Lord God, where it needs to be. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we need divine healing, Lord God, divine intervention, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, divinely, Lord God, intervene in my life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just want just more of a better relationship with you today, Lord God. We want a better understanding of you today, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you today, Lord God, to remove any spirit of stagnation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to not be stagnant, Heavenly Father, Lord God, as we're going about this month, Lord God, and the rest of this year, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you give us the fire of the Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, ignite us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we'll be on fire for you, Lord God, because we know we need you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We need you, Jesus. Our family needs you, Lord God. This world needs you. Everybody needs you, Lord God. You are the way and the only way, Jesus, Lord God. So I pray right now, Lord God, that you release your anointing upon me and my family, Lord God, and every family on this prayer line, Lord God. Release your anointing on Sister Marie and her family, Heavenly Father. Apostle Horsley, Lord God. Sister Marie, Lord God, and Sister Mary, Heavenly Father, and Sister Gladys, Lord God, and Pastor Elastica, Lord God, and Sister Yvonne, Lord God, and Sister Lois, Jesus, Lord God, and Sister Linda, Lord God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you give us the fire of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Set us on fire, Jesus, today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us to stay on our knees, Lord God. Help us to pray without ceasing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We need more prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to seek you, Jesus. Help us to seek you, Lord. Help us to seek you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, restore our spirit today, Lord God. Restore us, Jesus, Lord God. We need you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. There's some people mourning, Lord God. I want to pray for Edna, Lord God. I want to pray for Treat, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as they lost their son and their grandson yesterday, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for them, Lord God. I pray for their mental health today, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you give them an understanding and a peace, Lord God, that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray for the whole family, Lord God. I pray for Quintavious, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for Shara, Jesus, Lord God. I pray for Duty right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as they deal with this, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you give them, Lord God, peace, Lord God, in this situation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for peace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you are a way maker, Lord God. You are the lamp of our footsteps, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we trust you, Lord God. You are able, Lord. You are able to do exceedingly above all things that we can ask or imagine, Jesus, Lord God. We know you're able to intervene in our situations, Lord God. You know the situation of each and every person on this prayer line, Lord God. We know that you're able, Lord God. You are able, Lord. You are able, Jesus, Lord God. You are able. And we just need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus, Lord God. We need your protection. We need your covering, Lord God.
in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask for forgiveness today, Lord God. Lord God, forgive us for each and every one of our sins, Lord God, known and unknown, Lord God. Lord God, forgive us, Jesus, Lord God. We come to you today, Lord God, and for repentance, Lord God. Say, Lord God, help us to change our ways, Lord God. Lord God, help us to not give it to our flesh today, Lord God. But give us strength, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to resist, Lord God, the evil, Lord God, to resist our flesh, Lord God. Help us to be so girded in the word, Lord God, that we can resist the flesh today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, Lord God. Renew our anointing, Jesus, Lord God. We lift our hands up today, Lord God. Say, we surrender, Jesus. We surrender our will, Lord God. Our will, Jesus, Lord God. We surrender it today, Lord God. Say, have your way, Heavenly Father, in our life, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for Denver and Dallas, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you anoint them, Lord God. Anoint their hands, Lord God. Anoint their feet, Lord God. Anoint everything that has to just concerns them, Jesus. Everything that concerns them, Lord God, I need to be the anointed right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I need your Holy Ghost favor in their life right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let the Holy Ghost favor take over them in every aspect of their life, Lord God. Lord God, that they will be anointed everywhere they go, Lord God, and everywhere that they tread their feet, Lord God, will be anointed, Lord God. Lord God, anything, anywhere, Lord God, has been spoken over their life, Lord God, meant to destroy them, Lord God, meant to stagnate them, Lord God, meant to make them stumble, Lord God. Lord God, to make them have anxiety, depression, or anything right now, we need to bind it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, because I know, Lord God, I can do all things through Christ, Lord God. You said if I bind it in heaven, Lord God, it will be bound on earth, Lord God. So right now, today, Lord God, we break it every chain, Lord God. We break it every chain right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We break it every chain, Lord God, is not of Christ today, Lord God. Every bondage, Lord God, anything that committed the inheritance, Lord God, or the bloodline of the family, Lord God, break it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, like only you can and only you will, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, bind it right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bind all stagnation right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask for protection for our children, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, protect their minds, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, protect their minds, Jesus, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Protect their hearts, Lord God. Protect their hearts, Jesus. For you said in your word, Lord God, that the heart is the place of the issues of life flow from the heart. And, Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, that you protect their hearts right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, I just thank you for this day, Lord God. I thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, to call upon the name of Jesus, Lord God. You are so great, Lord God. You do miracles so great, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, I worship you, Lord God. I worship you today, Lord God, every day, Lord God, of my life, Lord God. Lord God, for you, Lord God, you died for us, Lord God. And, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God. I lift you up. I magnify your name. Lord God. Lord God, I worship you, Jesus, Lord God. For you are great, Lord God. For you alone are worthy, Jesus, Lord God. For you alone are perfect, Lord. And I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for being a giver of life today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for being a restorer, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, for being a redeemer, Heavenly Father, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for not letting our enemies, Lord God, triumphant against us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for making us the head and not the tail today, Lord God. I pray for my business, Lord God. I pray for new customers, Lord God. I pray for the overflow. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, restore me, Lord God. Restore my business, Lord God. Restore my knowledge, Lord God. Restore my peace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Restore my anointing, Lord God. Lord God, we are blessed, Lord God. We are so blessed, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, for blessing us. Each and every person is here, Lord God, today, Lord God. I thank you for blessing them, Lord God. Lord God, we are so blessed, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, for continuously to bless us, Lord God. You blessed us with life, Lord God, today, Lord God. So we're going to take this time today to worship you, Lord God, because we are so blessed, Lord God. We are loved, Lord God, by you, Jesus, Lord God, and we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for loving us, Lord God. You loved us, Lord God, when we didn't even love ourselves, Lord God. You loved us out of our sinful place, Lord God, into salvation, Jesus, Lord God, because of your love for us, Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for loving us, Jesus, Lord God. And we praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We give you all the glory, Jesus. You are wonderful, Lord God. You are wonderful, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for renewing us, Lord God. Thank you for anointing our hair with oil, Lord God, and our cups are running over, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, because we stand in the need, Lord God. We stand in the need, Jesus, Lord God, right now, today, Lord God. There's some things, Lord God, going on, Lord God, but we know, Lord God, that our God is greater. Our God is mightier. And Lord God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for making us victorious, Lord God. We have victory in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We will be victorious in every situation, Lord God, because you said in your word, Lord God, that we are the head and not the tail, Lord God. We will be the lender and not the borrower, Lord God. We speak that over each and every person that's here today, Lord God. We will be triumphant. We will be great, Lord God. We speak greatness over each other today, Lord God. We will be great in every aspect of our life, Lord God. We will have a great relationship with you, Lord God. We will be great in everything that we do. I speak greatness over my life, Lord God, and my children's life, Lord God. Lord God, help us to be great today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We receive you today, Lord God. We receive you today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We receive you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord God. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you, Lord God. I magnify you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for being a restorer, Lord God, a redeemer, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Break every chain, Lord God. Break every chain, Lord God. Break every generational curse right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Anything, anywhere, trying to make us stumble, every obstacle, remove it out of our way right now, Lord God. Clear the path right now in the name of Jesus right now. Right now, every situation is blocking us and hindering us, Lord God. We would not be hindered in the name of Jesus, Lord God. For you have given us life and life more abundantly today, Lord God. We know that you can do exceedingly above all things that we can ask or imagine, Lord God. So I thank you today, Lord God. I reach up and receive the manna today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for your word, Lord God, today, Jesus. And I give you all the glory and honor. I give you all the glory and honor today, Jesus, Lord God. And we magnify you today. And I just say hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just praise you this morning. So what we're going to do right now is get the names of each and every person that's here on the prayer line. If you want to give your name right now, you can right now.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Marie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sister Linda.
Good morning, Apostle Host and Wife. We're here. Good morning, everyone.
Yes, good morning. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
My name is Darlene. God bless everybody. Darlene B.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody that's here on the prayer line that came here today. And what I'm going to do right now is share a scripture, and it's coming from Deuteronomy 9. And it says, "Hear, Israel, you are here now about to cross the Jordan and go in and dispose the nations greater and stronger than you, with larger cities that have walls up to the sky. And the people are strong and tall and Canaanite. You know about them and you heard it." Said, "Who can stand up against?" You heard about it. And they said, "Who can stand up against the Agonites? But be assured today that the Lord your God is the one who goes across of you like a devouring fire. He will destroy them, he will subdue them before you, and he will drive them out of the Enai, them quickly, as the Lord has promised you." So I just thank God for this scripture today, and it just blessed me so much. Like, if you understand what they're saying, when they went to capture the land, they were telling them, "These people are bigger than you. You've heard that, how they talked about them. They're stronger than you. They have all this great stuff." But he said, "The Lord your God will go before you like a devouring fire and subdue them." No matter how big the situation is, no matter how strong or what you heard about it, God will go before you like a consuming, devouring fire, and he will lead you to victory, just like he did for them. He'll do it for us, because we know that God is not a respecter of persons. So today we're going to come together and pray that God go before us like a devouring fire, every situation, every aspect of our life. We will not be defeated. We will not be defeated, because we have the power of Jesus Christ in our life, and he's going to go before us like a devouring fire. So let's come together and pray right now in the name of Jesus that God go before us in every situation of our life, because we will be victorious. We would be victorious this month and every month of our life, because God said that we would be great, and I just believe that. And then
hallelujah.
So let's just come together and pray. Lord God, I thank you for more, Lord God. We will be victorious, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray right now, go before us in every situation, Lord God. Go before us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, because we know that rod and our staff that comfort us, Lord God, in every area of our life, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, be that devouring fire this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, deliver us, set free right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We have the victory of Jesus Christ right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We claim victory right now, Lord God. Victory is ours, Lord God. Victory is mine, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Go before us today, Lord God. Go before us today, Heavenly Father, Jesus, Lord God. Let the devouring fire, Lord God. Go before us, Jesus, Lord God. Prepare for every stony ground, Lord God. Make every crooked place straight right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray right now, Lord God. And you will fire, Lord God, will go before us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You will destroy, Lord God, every wicked place, everything, Lord God. You will destroy it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You will drive them out, Lord God, because you promised, Lord God. You promised, Jesus, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that you got a man that used to lie, Lord God. So, Lord God, we pray right now, Lord God. You know every situation, Lord God, just like you know every hair of our head, Lord God. Go before us, Lord God. Go before us, Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let the devouring fire, Lord God. Go before us, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. You will destroy every, Lord God, thing, Lord God, trying to come against us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, everything, Lord God, trying to come against our mental health right now. Destroy it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Every bondage right now. Destroy it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We will not be defeated, Lord God. We will not be defeated, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We will not be defeated. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God.
Let wisdom and favor be my portion, Jesus, Lord God.
let wisdom and favor be my portion today, Lord God. I pray for favor right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Favor from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet, Lord God. Help us to overflow in favor and grace and mercy today, Lord God. Let the grace and mercy overtake every area of my life today, right now, Lord God. My kids' life, my family life, Lord God. My parents' life, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we need a restoration right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Restore us, Jesus, right now, Lord God. Restore us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray for restoration right now, Lord God. Restore us, Lord God, Lord God. We're calling on you, Lord God. We're on our knees, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. Set it in a day of prayer, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God.
And may God give us travel and mercy that the procedure go well and we can be back home by Thursday morning. Amen. We be there Thursday, but just keep us in prayer in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Amen. Do you have any other prayers?
Amen. Praise God. Thank you for hearing that.
Calling out to
Sister Gladys, I thank God for the word that it went forth this morning. Thank you so much, Sister Chris, for that. And I just appreciate God for my family, for salvation, healing, and deliverance. Thank you. Thank God for, just blessing us right now. It's already being done, you know, with our, about our, concerning our finances, concerning our place, shelter, in the name of Jesus. And thank you, God, to give us strength right now, God, to endure, to go in Christ Jesus, and I'm calling those things that yet be not as though they are in the name of Jesus. And just thanking God for already working everything out for our good, and communications lines of marriages all around this world. Hallelujah. Let the communication lines be open and the husband and the wife be with each other in the name of Jesus, concerning finances, concerning every point of life that will help with their, you know, grow their marriages in the name of Jesus, and for all the children of this world in the name of Jesus, also praying for them, for their protection as they go on the travel over the dangerous highways and to school, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Sister Gladys?
Amen. Amen. This is Sister Marie. And I want to thank Sister Chris for the message that she brought and the powerful prayer. And I just want to lift up prayer for anybody that any of us said we would pray for, and it may slip our mind. So praying for those. That we said we would pray for that we didn't pray for. And for the families that's in mourning now, we're praying for comfort for families. Excuse me. Comfort for families that in need of comforting. Everybody have a good day.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Marie. God bless. Anybody else?
Yes, Sister Linda, I just want to thank for all the prayers I heard this morning, and also I want to thank everybody on the line. Also, I'm asking you to continue to pray for me.
Amen. Okay. And I have a few requests. One of my cousins, name is Tony. He is sick. Uncle Marvin needs his kidneys to be okay when they do a test on them. And then Uncle Ewan, he has COVID, so we need to pray for him. He's in his 80s, so we want to pray that God will heal him. My grandson David has cold or flu or something in his body, so we want to pray that that'll be removed. And also myself, there's something lingering in my body. I'm not sure what it is, but it seems like a cold or flu. It might be allergies or something, but I've not had allergies for many, many years. When I left Indiana, that seemed to have stopped all the allergies I was experiencing. So I just pray that God heals my complete body. Amen.
Amen.
The Amen. Lord. All right. So right
Listen,
now,
I also have another prayer request. Just came to my attention. My cousin Georgia May, she have COVID. Then my aunt Mary and her son Larry and her grandson, they have COVID. So let's just pray for them that they get a speedy recovery from COVID.
Okay.
Marie's
okay, family. Gladys, I want to pray for my my son-in-law. He has stage 3 kidney function, so malfunctioning. So this prayer that for God, thanking God for healing for his body, and that he does the proper things that he needs to get that corrected in Jesus' name. Because God says, you know, God's going to do what he says he's going to do, but we have to also put in the work also, that he put in the work that's needed to maintain and keep his healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, what is his name, Sister Gladys?
Eddie Banks.
Eddie, okay. All righty. Anybody else before we go further?
It's the grandchildren that need and family members that need kidneys replaced, you know, need a transplant. They just want to continue to pray for them. Amen.
Okay.
And they're all saved. Right. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God is a healer. God is a way maker. He can make a way out of no way for sure. So, we're thanking God for just this opportunity once again to be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we know that without or nothing, it would be like a ship without a sail, just tossed to and fro. But we are glad that we can come together and be in agreement with God, be in agreement with his word, and know that those prayers that we pray, that they are being answered, whether we see it right now or it may happen in the future. I mean, God has blessed so many different times. And, even with, like, Sister Mary, when she gave her testimony on yesterday about how God had blessed her, she had been, she requested prayer quite a while ago, and it seemed like they were not going to do what she needed them to do, but God made a way. So sometimes a lot of times we just need to be patient. So that is the word of God. Be patient, and we're not always going to get everything immediately, but there are times when God will work instantly, and there are times when he just wants us to be still and know that he's God and just to be patient and wait on him, because he says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So this morning we're being reminded of our fast that started today, and the theme of our fast is calling things that are not as though they are. And so that makes us understand that when we call those things, we have faith. When we call those things, when we pray for those things, when we're thanking God for those things that we need in our lives, that we are doing it by faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. And so we just have to know that when we understand the word of God, when we know the word of God, as in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And so we think about the fact that there was nothing there, and God spoke it into existence. And so sometimes when your situation may seem so dark and without any change, it may seem like the change has taken such a long time, we still have to believe that God has already worked it out. He's the consuming fire. He's the one who is even sending angels sometimes to help us in the situation that we need. And then our other verse for this fast is Romans chapter 4, verse 17. It says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, in the presence of him whom he believed, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. And so we're doing that. And, you know, as you look forward in this month, every day this month, you know, you can make those confessions that you believe God to do for you, not only this month, but for the rest of your life. God's word is eternal. God's word is what we know makes a difference. And so that's why when we pray and that's when we speak the word of God over situations, we want to put the word of God there, just as we're praying for some, somebody to be healed, you say, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed, because that's what the word says. And the word says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. And so if we need anything, all we have to do is ask and we shall receive. As we seek, we shall find. And as we knock, the door is open. The Lord has given us the keys to the kingdom. He's given us the keys to open up doors. He lets us know. And the key to me is his word. I mean, I always have to go back to the word. The word is what makes the difference in every situation and every circumstance. And we thank God for that, because we know that God had different prophets that spoke the word of God. And Paul and Silas, they, even when they were in trouble, they prayed and they sang songs and melodies even while they were in trouble, but because they knew that God, regardless of how he would do it, they knew he would help them. And so we think about Daniel. When he was praying, he just kept praying regardless of what they said against him, whatever they were trying to do against him, he kept on praying because he believed in God. And so we realize that those things that happened for these men and the women of God, we know that those same things, same types of things can happen to us, because God has no respect of person. So what he's done for one, he can and will do it for another. So we're thanking God today because we have the word and we have each other. We pray for each other. When we come to this prayer line and we're praying together, we realize that we're believing that God is working things in our favor. God is working things out. And we do realize that we do go through some trials and tribulations, but we still speak what God spoke in his word. He speaks. And when he speaks, we know that everything has to come into line with what he has said. And so we thank God today for that. And we're glad for this word and this time of fasting. And as we go through the time of fasting and prayer and supplication, we want to listen to the voice of God, and not just this time that we're fasting, but whenever you're praying, you know, stop and listen to what God is saying so that you know the direction that you can go in. And I'm just telling you, God is so good. I'm telling you what happened on yesterday. I just need to go ahead and give this testimony. I have been looking for a ticket to travel to Africa. And I kept looking, and I'm looking, and I'm saying, okay, I'm going to go ahead and get my ticket. And then it's like something may come up during the course of the day, and I'm too busy to book the ticket. And then I'm looking at the cost of the ticket. So yesterday I was out jogging, and I ran into someone who was out there jogging, and we got to talking about the travels. And this person said that they have these buddy passes that they can give away, you know, give to people. So we had a conversation, and God bless where I'm able to get the ticket for half the price of what I was originally going to have to pay. So I'm just thanking God for his favor. You know, I kept thinking, I said, God, I said, I need to figure out how to do this, because I don't want to get myself in financial bind trying to get a ticket to go somewhere. Because, you know, once you get to your destination, you got other expenses. So I said, I thank you, Lord. And, you know, it was like, God, I said, you know what I needed. And he's always out there doing, he's the banner who goes before us. He's the fire that burns up things that are in your way. And so we're just grateful that God has opened that opportunity for me to get this ticket. So I'm just thanking God for that. And even with the ticket that I'll be getting, it will be a nonstop flight going out instead of one stop, which is so much faster. So he gives you more than what you can ask or think. So I'm just giving God praise for that today. So let's just continue to praise God that he opened up those doors and opportunities for us. So let us go ahead, and we're going to pray the quest that we got this morning, and we're going to give God praise for what he's already doing as we are praying this morning. So let's come together and lift our voices to the King. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, so much.
Thank you, Lord. Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, 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 for giving us what we need in a timely manner, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we honor you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, God.
Amen, amen, amen. So we thank God so much for these prayers. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. We know that the fervent, effectual prayers of a righteous man availeth much, and that includes women. Thank the Lord today. So we are filling each and every one of these prayers with the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning for every sister and brother in Christ that all evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them, whether they came from a family member, a friend, a foe, witches, warlocks, wizards. All those evil words and spells are sent back to the sender in the name of Jesus, because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we will walk by faith and not by fight, not by sight, but we will continue to fight for what God has put in our hearts. I decree this morning that we have been given the power to get wealth. Our businesses are flourishing more than we can ask or think. Millions of dollars are coming to some, hundreds of thousands of dollars, thousands of dollars are coming to others. I decree today that we resist the devil and he flees from us. And we decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and the plowman is overtaking the reaper in our lives as we live in continuous abundance. We will go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that is the spirit of zealousness for God. I love each and every one of you, and thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself. Thank you for loving your family, your friends, your enemies, that they too will come and be a part of the kingdom of God. So go and be blessed every day. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, prayer, praise, deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.